Let's continue in prayer. Again, God, we continually come before you, we bow before you, we pray before you, and we pray that by your grace we listen before you, we receive from you, God, whatever it is you want to show us, whatever it is you want to say to us, lead us forward on the path of your call. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. So I'm wondering, have you ever noticed how you kind of go through life expecting it to go a certain way, and it doesn't always go the way you expect it? Have you ever had that experience? Life happens, as people say, or, you know, they put it in other ways also. In today's passage from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20, this is the story of the shepherds right after Jesus is born. He's laid in the manger, and then we hear about the shepherds. And for them, if you would just take a few moments and imagine, you know, if you've had that experience of suddenly something happening that you didn't expect, that kind of, you feel like you're not in control anymore, and the train is moving, and you're wondering, where is it going? If that's the experience of the shepherds, I just want to invite you to be with them, to imagine. If you want to close your eyes, feel free to do that, or read along in your Bible app or your scripture if you brought along. But I'd like to invite you to just imagine being there in those fields that night. Because these shepherds are doing what shepherds do, right? They're shepherding. Night and day, that's what they do. And of course, they know life changes. It might be stormy or it might be, but this is what we do. And yet this night, something else happens. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Well, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, which was just as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Life just kind of going on the way it goes. And suddenly it's not. You know, I remember back when I was serving a church out east, and I got a phone call, and I can still remember sitting in the parking lot out there in Massachusetts talking to a woman I'd never met named Kathy Heimkes. She was from a church called Salem Covenant Church. And they had a search team that was wondering if I'd be interested in talking to them about, you know, this opportunity out in Minnesota, where I heard it gets cold once in a while. And for whatever reason, God led me to say, okay, we could talk. Let's pray about this. And I still remember sitting in that parking lot talking to Kathy and praying with her. There were a lot of steps after that. That was just the first step. There were a lot of steps after that that led us here. And life's never been the same. I remember another time I had come home. I was probably around 16. Two friends with me. We went in the front door of my house. Nobody's home. And just before we closed the door, a neighbor comes knocking and it says, Mark, I need to tell you, your dad had a heart attack. He's in the hospital. I said, you're kidding. He said, Mark, I wouldn't kid with you about a thing like that. Suddenly, life was different. My dad came through it okay. But you know what it's like, right, in your life? Phone calls happen, things happen. I heard of somebody that, you know what I'm talking about. We can learn something from the shepherd's story about how we can handle life that's not really, even when you think it is, even when you try to make it, when life is not under your control. So the first thing that we hear with the shepherds, I love this, and we've been talking about this fall as we've gone through this tumultuous electoral season. We've been talking about it over and over again. We've heard it from angels. We've heard it from psalmists. We've heard it again and again. It's this reverberating theme that just continues through the scriptures from beginning to end. Be not afraid. Do not be afraid. Again and again and again, we hear it, and we need to hear it. We need to believe this. When suddenly things aren't going at all the way we thought they would, and when things are going exactly the way we think they should, which makes us sometimes even more nervous, right? Because we know life changes. And the good news for us is that it's not the circumstances that we're dependent upon. It's the one who is Lord of all that, who's at work in the midst of all this, behind the scenes in ways we can't even imagine. God is at work. This is the truth we hear through this gospel lesson. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. The shepherds don't have a clue. But they need not be afraid, because this is the truth. God is at work. And in fact, I love how the angel goes on to say, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. I mean, that's always the message for us, even when it looks like it's horrific in front of us, that God is not only with us. God, listen to this. God is not only with us. God is for us. I mean, it could be a scary thing if God is with us. But God's not just with us, and he's not just here to help us not fall over. He's here to help us work everything together for good, to accomplish good in our lives and in our world through it all, through even death itself. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. As you come to Christmas this year, I want you to ingrain this in your heart, to reflect on it every day. This is the good news of Christmas, that God comes to us. He loves us. He's with us, and he's for us. He's for you, no matter what's going on in your life and in your world. Is that good news?
Amen.
So here's what the shepherds do, and we can learn from this too. They venture forward to see the unfolding of God's promises. You know, they go forward with a sense of anticipation. Well, we know that God is working for good. And God's promised some things. So let's go see these things that God has promised. God's made promises to us. So let's live with our eyes open to the fulfillment of those promises. I think about this summer as God was fulfilling some promises for us at Salem Covenant Church. You know, back in June, Pastor Ben left, was no longer our youth minister. And we wondered, well, what are we going to do? We have a trip going to Ecuador, or we have a fall coming, and we've got great youth programs going, and we want to keep that going. What are we going to do? And different times people would want, leadership team, do not be afraid. God's with us. God's for us. He's going to work through this. Let's head into this wondering what God has up his sleeve. I always love that idea of, going into life good, bad. I wonder what God's got up his sleeve. So immediately, you know, people like Mick Stoffel, Sue Pettison, of course, Dave Erickson, professor over at Northwestern, who's led countless trips with students overseas. You know, eight other adults step up to the plate and say, we'll help. We had 28 students go to Ecuador. We have a great experience down there. And we get down there and we're met by, Liz and Richard Santana, who, of course, they were up God's sleeve, but I didn't know them. We start talking. They tell us, well, yeah, you know, we want to go into full-time missionary work. We feel called by God to missions. And so we're going back to the United States to finish raising funds so we can go into mission work full-time. Oh, really? So where are you going in the United States to finish doing that? Oh, you know, Minnesota. Oh, really? Minnesota. Where in Minnesota? Oh, you know, a place called Forest Lake. Oh, really? Oh, that's pretty close to... And so what are you going to be doing while you're finishing raising funds? Are you going to be doing, do you have any time on your hands? And so they stepped up when they got back here. A blessing, I trust, to them and a blessing to us. These folks who love students, who love God, who love being a part of the mission of the church, they're here with us loving our kids. Loving us and us being able to love them and, you know, be in ministry together. What a joy it's been. And before we started, said, you know, well, we're hoping we'll be able to raise our funds by January or so and head back into, you know, full-time mission work. And we're hoping we'll be able to get a youth minister by around January. Wouldn't that be great? And, oh, here we are. It's January and you guys are about ready to head off to full-time mission as God's calling you. And we, beginning of January, are going to be welcoming Luke Corthus here as our long-term full-time youth minister, another person I hadn't seen out there, but that God had seen, who's going to be great. I love living life, wondering what God's got up his sleeve, the sense of adventure. In the midst of even the most difficult times, we know God is with us, God is for us, God fulfills his promises. Let's take the next step and see what God has in store. Even through the biggest challenges. And as we go forward, let's share what we see. Let's do like the shepherds do next. Let's tell it like the shepherds. Let's share it like the shepherds do. Because God is at work in our lives and we forget it. We lose sight of it. But we need to remind ourselves. We need to remind ourselves as well as each other that God is good. What is that? How does that go? God is good and all the time. So let's talk about it. Let's share it when we see it. We don't always see it. We don't always glimpse it, but we get those glimpses. Even for the shepherds that night, they didn't see it all. God's fulfilling his promises, but they can't see that Jesus is going to be giving the Sermon on the Mount. He's going to be feeding 5,000. He's going to be dying on a cross and rising. They can't see it, but they can glimpse that God is at work. That he's fulfilled his promise and the child is born. And they can talk about that. They can tell, as it says, what's been made known to them about this child. And we can do that. We can celebrate. We can share our thanks. For me, every night before I go to bed, I've shared this with you before, but I always try to think of at least three things that made me smile during the day and say, thank you, God. You know, it's important to say thank you, God. Sometimes we do it around the dinner table. We need to do it a little more often. What made you smile today? What blessing did you experience today? To talk about it, tell where we see those glimpses of God's goodness. We need to share that and encourage each other, reinforce those eyes to see so we're actually looking for God's work in our world and in our lives. And as we come to Christmas this week, especially, we need to be looking, as the shepherds did, to that Christ child lying in the manger and talk about, share the good news of what God has made known to us about this child. And we're called to this mission to the world. And sometimes we feel like, well, I don't know enough about this child to share anything with anybody. I'm not an evangelist. I don't know enough Bible. I don't know enough theology. I don't know enough of anything. But you know what? You know enough about this little child to share that. Certainly, this child comes to us and tells us in action, more so than words, that God is, what did I already say, is with us and for us. That God loves us. That God comes to us. This is different than any other religion in the world. This is not a faith in which we've got to figure out how do we get to God. We got to get our act together first, and then maybe God will love us. We got to take a test and check off all the right boxes, and then God will, yeah, he'll let us come to be with him. This is not one where you got to get your prayers all right. In fact, God says, I'll help you. My Holy Spirit will help you pray. All you need to do is believe the good news that I've come to you, that I love you, that I'm for you. Receive, as John chapter 1 says, this good news and believe in it, that you are loved and you become a child of God. That's simply. Say thank you, even this morning. Thank you, God, for loving me. Make me your child. Help me to live as your child in this world and forever. We can share that good news. You know, even those of you who have talked to me about how this is a difficult time of the year because grief is overwhelming or because past challenges have made this not the most fun time of the year for you, you can actually think about and share with somebody how the fact that God is with you and God is for you as you walk through this time of grief or this time of challenge, knowing God is with you and for you gives you the strength you need. Can you tell somebody that? Tell them, you know, I don't love this time of the year. It brings back memories. But here's the good news. God has made it known to me through this child that he's with me, that he loves me, that he's for me. And I'm so thankful. You know, maybe you could invite somebody then. Come here to Salem and hear the good news on Christmas Eve. Celebrate that light shines even in the darkness, even when all around us seems to be going to, what's that place? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Will you come here Christmas Eve? Will you come here Christmas Day? Will you invite somebody to join us in celebrating this greatest news of all? Will you go and share it like the shepherds? What Christ, what God has made known to you about this little child. Let's pray. God, thank you. We confess to you that life is challenging and sometimes so far more challenging than we ever imagined. Thank you for also reminding us as we worship this morning, as we listen to your word, thank you for reminding us this morning that you are at work in ways that go beyond what we can imagine, that are far greater than even the greatest challenges that we face, that you are the good shepherd who leads us through the darkest valleys, that you are the God whose light pierces the darkness and overcomes the darkness itself, bringing light and life to all. God, help us this Christmas to hear deeply the good news of your love. And grant us the grace, grant us the joy to share that good news and to be a part of your Spirit leading yet more people to celebrate with us that you are with us, that you are for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.